on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey, I'm Melissa from Bel Air. Am I a bad mom because I'm sending my straight-A daughter to summer school?
Does she want to go?
No, she does not.
Aww.
She does not.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
So if you've never done a parent panel with us before, let's kind of explain what this is all about. Jess, what is this?
Parents call into the show and share when someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just kind of see how we got there in the first place.
So if she doesn't want to go and
then
she has straight A's,
I
guess we're just confused. Why is she going to summer school then?
So she just finished seventh grade.
Yeah.
She got straight A's all year. She's amazing. We're super proud of her. But I think our expectations for what she was going to do this summer are a little different. She thought she was just going to have like a fun, chill summer break. But all she's doing is sitting in her room on TikTok and like talking to the same like three friends all the time. She doesn't really have any hobbies. Like, she loves school. She loves learning. But she doesn't have any extracurricular stuff that she likes to do. So I signed her up for, it's a 6-week summer enrichment program.
No.
So it's not even about like catching her up academically. It's really just about like exposing her to new ideas. But when she found out, she lost it and she called me a bad mom.
Oh, whoa.
Yikes. So it's like summer school, but just not like she's not in trouble.
Yeah. No, she's not in trouble.
Okay.
She's not in trouble. I thought it'd be fun for her to like meet new people. She could make some more friends. She could get out of the house and get off the phone, you know?
But it's summer school. But like it or not, it's summer school.
She's doing homework and she's not even getting credit for it, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second. Why didn't you ask her if this is something she wanted to do before signing her up for it?
I just really thought this would be good for her. It's not that I don't take her feelings into account, but like, you know, I'm her parent and I thought this would be good for her.
Having a good summer is not what's good for you.
Oh man.
You might as well keep learning constantly. Well, I mean, yo, you're not wrong. Let's be honest. What did you do all summer when you were a kid? I mean, I was just messing around. Man.
I mean, that's literally what was keeping me going, though. That's all I was looking forward to. Like kicking it, doing nothing for summer.
I know. Well, yeah, I'm sure in her eyes you are a bad mom. Let's be honest. I mean, well, what other feedback are you getting? Like
her dad, he definitely thinks I'm overdoing it. He was like, she worked hard all year.
Yeah.
She got the A. She deserves a break.
Yeah.
And I get that. She did. But I just don't think that, like, spending 3 months glued to her phone watching YouTube is the best use of her summer, you know? And when we were kids, I didn't have a phone. I was at the pool and I was hanging out, but I was outside and I was like socializing with people, you know, I wasn't just like watching TikTok.
Well, then put her in a lawn chair with her phone outside. You know what I mean? Like give her something. I would be so upset. Like, you give your mom and dad the report card. You're so proud. And then
all
she's
A's,
like,
man.
So your day starts on Monday.
Right. Enjoy your week off because you're going right back to school.
Yeah.
Man. So let's talk about this. So what Melissa's saying is, listen, my daughter is actually really good in school and she likes going to school. So I just thought, hey, this summer, instead of my daughter just coming home and just couch rotting all summer on her phone, I signed her up basically for summer school. And she hates it, but like, does that make me bad for doing it? Because I think it's going to make her really actually have a good summer instead of just messing around all summer. Was that the wrong thing to do, even though her daughter doesn't want to do it? Or is he actually a good mom for doing that? Some of y'all may hear this and be like,
stay in the routine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this is costing you money to put her through this, right? This is not free, I'm assuming. This is probably costing you money to have her in school over the summer, yeah?
Yeah. And, you know, it also,
time.
Like, I have to get her up and take her there before she... Yeah. I mean, it is a whole family commitment.
So before you start calling in, like, think about that. Should she be commended for putting her daughter through summer school, even though she doesn't have to, you know? Jess?
I totally understand that your heart is in the right place, but I just wish that we could have talked to her about it. I wish there could have been a conversation where it's like, hey, I don't want you on your phone all summer. Like, what are some things that we can do this summer to like limit the screen time versus like, boom, in your face, good job on the A's. Now you're going back to school. Because I would be so
Jess
sad.
Jess wants that summer. Jess wants a TikTok summer right now. She
all
wants to sit on the couch, man.
All of us want a TikTok summer.
Honestly, the more I hear this, that's a lot of work for you. I mean, you put time, money, effort into this. I mean, I think that you should be applauded for this. I mean, think about it, parents. Think about how much work you have to do 9 months out of the year to keep your kids going through school. And for you to then volunteer yourself, I think a lot of parents are going to call in and say, this is putting a lot of extra effort for all of you guys to do this. I think you should be applauded for it. Let's get some calls. Who's up?
This is Jessica on 2 in Laurel.
Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, is it the right thing to do to send your kid to summer school if they're doing well?
No. I mean, kids experience anxiety and pressure just like adults do. And a kid that's especially performing at that high of a level has probably been putting pressure on herself throughout the year. Yeah. Something to be said for kids learning to do their own in unstructured time. That's a skill as well. Mm-hmm. Kids need time to decompress just like adults do.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but we don't get 3 months off.
Yeah, because we're grown
no,
ups.
No, but you did.
Some of us are.
And we have you to did. Pay bills, bro.
You did get 3 months off at one point, and those are what a lot of memories,
yeah.
you know, kind of come from.
It's
and
true.
You can also have your kid participate in a camp for some structured time that's, you know, they do for a week or they do for 2 weeks without taking up the majority of their summer with more structured time. Because that's one of the things kids like miss out on learning as well. When their time is totally structured for them, they don't know what to do when it's not. So
Ooh.
That's a skill that they have to learn as well and learn how to entertain themselves.
Yeah.
I will say my mom sent me to summer school optionally one summer between seventh, actually the same situation. So mad at her for that. I didn't have to go, but she's like, I was not doing well,
okay,
to be
see,
fair. But
that's
like,
one thing. Like, if she needed it, if she needed the extra help, okay. But her daughter just got straight A's. And in seventh grade, that's hard. That's a tough grade.
Who's up?
This is Andrew on 5 in Baltimore.
Andrew or Andrea?
Andrew.
Andrew, do you feel like it's the right thing to do to send your kid to summer school if they're doing well? I mean, that's where she's at, right? That's where Melissa's at right now.
One preface it. She said enrichment program. Summer school is for if like you fail a grade and you need to catch up. This was because she ain't got no hobbies and she just spends all time on TikTok all day.
Yeah.
That's bad. I have cousins and nieces and nephews and they spend all day on it and they've done studies. It literally makes you dumber from kids to adults spending all day on TikTok scrolling. So if she's getting an enrichment program at like kind of like a summer camp style thing.
Yeah.
That's good so she can develop hobbies and make friends and do things without the phone so she's not stuck to it like a little parasite.
Oh, hello. So you like it. So you like the idea. Send her to school. You don't care what she thinks.
I get it. I was a kid. I thought I spent all year at school trying to make sure I'm good so I can chill on the couch and play with my Legos and play outside on the bike. But it ain't like it is when we was a little kid.
That's not.
Nowadays, they spend all day on TikTok, and that's it.
You said, you
but
ever...
she, okay, fine, fair, kind of, true. Can't argue on that. However, if she was
Jess
getting bad
like
grades,
this.
If she was getting bad grades, if she was having bad behavior, okay, fine. But she's not.
So
if
she
wants to binge a show, and she wants to binge a show, what's wrong with that?
I mean, in the same way, if they want to eat ice cream all day,
Ooh,
you know, but
gotcha.
They got straight A's.
What?
I mean,
gotcha.
They earned it,
them.
Right? But, like, we know it's not good for them.
Yeah.
But
I
she's
wish
not.
What if she wanted to smoke a cigarette? Like,
what if she wants to be on TikTok outside? So she's outside.
She wanted to smoke cigarettes and still got good grades. Would you let her do that, Jess?
Y'all, all of a sudden, when she has a mental breakdown and she's freaking out under the pressure, then what are y'all going to say? Then what? This poor baby over here freaking out.
Who's up? Thank you for calling. Who's this?
This is Jessica in Baltimore on 1.
Jessica, we'll give you the final vote.
Good morning.
Is it the right thing to do to send your kid to summer school if they got all A's?
No. It'd be one thing if she was struggling, like Jess said, or had behavioral issues, then I would understand.
Mm-hmm.
But this, just because they call it enrichment doesn't mean that it's not all academic. It clearly is. It'd be different if she presented her child with different options, like, oh, there's this one or this one, and they're hobby-based, because that's what she's saying, that she doesn't have any hobbies, which is also, like, part of the parents' fault for her not having her have hobbies is why isn't she enrolled in extracurricular activities to begin with, but instead you just are throwing her into an academic enrichment course that she doesn't need, that she could just do something, like, make plans for her over the summer, like, say, oh, we're going to do this one day, we're going to do that one day, like, make, like, plan things in advance so that way she's not sitting on her phone all day, but not giving her a choice, like, I get you're the parent, but like she's also going into eighth grade, so she's not a baby.
What
enrichment?
If she is?
Enrichment is one of those corporate buzzwords that make us like, come on, you know it's gonna be tough.
It's summer school.
We know what it means.
Okay, so I mean, it sounds like that literally, Melissa. Everybody, I mean, at least majority of people are saying that like doing this is the wrong thing. So what do you want to do? Do you still want to send her, or what do you want to do with that? Like,
I gotta say though, you know. They say, like, trust your gut with your kids.
Right.
And my gut is saying, like, I'm her mom. Mm-hmm. She's not spending the whole summer on her phone. She's just not doing it.
So you're going to send her?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to send her. Yeah. Okay. And I do think maybe next year I talk to her about it beforehand. But I think for this summer, we'll have fun when she gets done at like 2:30 every day. I'll make sure she still has fun. But yeah. I am going to send her. Yeah.
We got some people on hold right now that went to summer school that have two very different outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to talk to both of them because they're both pretty extraordinary, okay? So let's talk to Robin first. Hey, Robin in Baltimore, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So Robin, wait, you went to summer school every single summer? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, starting in junior high, I'm a little older, so we had junior high.
Yeah.
So yeah, junior high, all through high school, every summer I went to summer school. I took, you know, advanced classes. Of course, they didn't have AP, you know, then. So, you know, I took gross anatomy, I took botany. Mm-hmm. I went to school with the freshman medical class at the University of Maryland. I did all those things, and I actually skipped the 12th grade because I had all my credits.
Hey.
And so... for me, but I wanted to do that.
Mm.
I didn't want to be the kind of kid that stayed at home and just played outside. And I didn't want to do that.
Wait, so why? Why did you not want to play outside, though? Why not?
I always was that kind of person. I just
didn't. That's where your passion
was, though.
Loved
school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved school. And I think you all had a segment earlier, earlier, like whenever. I never actually ever missed a day of school, ever.
Dang,
I never missed a day of school.
One of those kids, one of those kids.
Yeah, just one of those kids. Just really one of those kids. And so I my dad and my mom, they made sure every summer I went to summer school because that's what I wanted to do.
Exactly. So when you hear this story and Melissa's daughter is like kind of devastated, what do you think about that?
No, I think that she should have asked her daughter. I think that some kids need a break. You know, school is stressful, especially now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like when I went to school, it's very stressful. And I think sometimes kids need a break so that when they go back to school in the fall, they can continue to be a straight A student.
Mm-hmm.
Are you glad you did it that way? Are you glad you skipped 12th grade or do you wish you did it the other way?
Yeah. Well, I think I am. I think I'm glad that I did it that way. When I went to college, of course, I was really young. I was younger than everybody else.
Yeah.
But I think for me, it worked well.
Okay. There she goes. Hey, thanks for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
There goes Robin.
Bye.
All right, now let's go to the complete opposite side of the spectrum. All right, this is here goes Lego Tom. What's up, Lego Tom? Good morning. What's up, guy?
How are we doing? Oh, and that last story by the last woman is very lovely. Like, that's great that she's like loved to do that. No, and that wasn't sarcasm. Like, I mean that.
No, I believe you. I believe you when you say that though too. I believe you. He's like, that's her journey, but that's not mine.
There's a smidge of a tone though. Why, Lego Tom? Why?
So similarly to the initial caller, like my mom, who is a reading teacher, sent all three of my brothers and me, to this reading camp for 6 weeks during the summer when she was home, and we had all straight A's, and we hated it. We're like, Mom, this isn't for us. Like, we wanted to play Xbox. We just got a new Xbox. Our neighbor had a pool.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted to do that. And we screamed and hollered so much that after like 2-3 weeks in, she was like, my mom was like, okay, fine. Like, I'll take you out of the program. We're like, this isn't for us. Like, we don't need this. Like
we have it under control. Here. Yeah.
And I still remember it to this day. And we all still remember it. So all my brothers were within 6 years. And we still talk about it because it was, I don't want to say traumatic. That's a little dramatic, but
it's giving trauma bonding between you and your siblings. I get it. Still talking about it.
I was sent to organization camp and I really
organization camp sounds so terrible.
It was so lame.
You know what that, and you know what Charlotte's parents probably told her? Enrichment. It's an enrichment program.
I also bitched so much that I left early.
Like, maybe that's a lesson, kids. If you're listening right now, just whine and complain. Like, your parents eventually are going to give in. So Lego Thomas taught you a very valuable lesson today.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.